The earthquake in Nepal has claimed more than 5,000 lives. And as the death toll rises, local community groups are mobilizing to raise money to send to the country. Details from WHYY's Jessica McDonald.
Here in South Philly, a group of Nepalis, all refugees from nearby Bhutan, gathered around a long table at lunchtime to read traditional stories and work on their English. Through a translator, Krishna Thapa expressed grief over the natural disaster.
And we feel really sad about, especially for the kids.
Some of her family members had traveled to the capital of Kathmandu to immigrate to the U.S., but because of the earthquake, they were sent back to the refugee camps. Philadelphia, especially South Philadelphia, has welcomed hundreds of refugees from Bhutan over the last 6 years. To help their people back in Nepal, the city's Bhutanese American organization is hosting a fundraising dinner this Saturday. Melissa Fogg of the Philadelphia Refugee Mental Health Collaborative says her group is also preparing to help the local community deal with the tragedy.
What we can do, even if they may not be asking for more clinical services or an emergency response to it, is to really try and ramp up our programming, be present in the community, offer as much support overall as we can during the time after the earthquake.
So far, she says, people have been reluctant to talk about it, but that may change with time and the aid of therapy. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.